I like working on Britannias mostly because there was a sense of achievement at the end of each day. You had all these long stringer sections which were riveted to the actual fuselage of the aircraft. You had to dismantle, pre-drill them, drill them to the 4-size diameter holes, then remove them and deburr everything. And then you had to put a yellow sealant between the skin two surfaces. And then you put them back again, relocate them with what they called locating pins, which were spring-loaded, and you had a special pair of pliers, which you had to spring them apart, pop them in, and then you release it, and they would, the spring on the actual device would hold it, the stringer tight to the skin section. Part of the actual fuselage was in a great big harness, a big wooden construction. Obviously, it could be as long as 20, 30 foot long, and you have all these stringer sections going round. And there was various people. I wasn't the only person. It was riveting. There was others inside on the wooden dolly, on the metal dolly, I mean. I think the name was Dolly Boy. I was called a Dolly Boy at the time, but I think that was because the metal bit was called the dolly, because you were using that to react the rivet, and your A-rate fitter would be outside with a flat button snap, it was called. It was a flat thing attached to an air gun, which would put the rivets down, and he would be feeding the rivets through the holes, and I would have to hold the metal on the back so that when he started putting the pressure on the rivet, I would just give it a little burst on the back, or at least he would give it a burst with the gun, and I would just hold it, and we'd work our way along. And he was a very quick worker. He used to really make me work hard on the inside. He would be doing, I think he was proud, he was doing something in the region of 20 rivets a minute, and I had to keep up with him. If he didn't, if you weren't on the back, it would make a hell of a row, and everybody should cheer, because that meant you missed. When he actually reacted to one rivet, it would make a rattling noise, and sometimes it was very, very loud, and he used to say, get with it, Dave, or something like that. And vice versa, if they made a mistake, we also make fun of each other if we did miss, but it was very rare that we did. We just got on with it, and we seemed to do it quite easily.